League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Craig Facts. As you see, I am your host today, Michael Tree Jordan, a.k.a. Snaptastic Penn, a.k.a. Penzel Washington, a.k.a. Trio Huxtable. Yeah, we in this playing, man. Craig ain't here right now, but we here bringing it to y'all anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see who in the building? We got Bad Boy Blaze in the building.
Hey, you already know.
Yeah, you know I mean, we got DJ Show in the building.
What up, Show?
No one cares.
Oh, come on. That was the voice of Sarah with no H.
Ooh, that's me. What you say?
Dewan B.
What you say, Big Bun?
What up, y'all? Shit.
Hey. And Zule.
Oh, Zule, close the door. Close the door. It's open. Whoa, sorry.
The door is open. Okay. Sarah and Showman.
What the fuck going on right
now? Yeah, I'm lost. Sarah and Showman on one, man. They've been on one.
Yeah,
Sarah and Showman going at it today. That should be hilarious.
Yeah, his beard got new growth. it's a painful process.
Your wig got cradle cap.
Nigga, whatever. Nigga, your shirt got colic.
Yo, we ain't got Villa Largo.
So look, man, we might have a short show for y'all today. So we're gonna get it right into it today. Let me ask y'all, man, LeBron gonna break that record tonight?
Maybe.
LeBron needs 36 points to break the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time record, number one in scoring history. Will that make him the GOAT?
No.
It won't make him the GOAT.
You know why?
Why not?
Was people calling Kareem the GOAT when he had the record?
Some people do call.
No. Overall, well, who? Every argument you see on ESPN, who was the GOAT? Who?
It was MJ.
It was MJ. So if the all-time scoring record didn't matter before, it don't matter now.
But I'm saying
the rules don't change because you like a nigga, right?
But it's not just the record. I mean, he got other accolades too, right?
Kareem had 5 championships,
appearances, and all that too.
Man,
that,
six.
Yeah.
Kareem was 41 still winning championships.
Yeah. My thing with Kareem was he had the scoring championship. And he couldn't. He only made 1 3-pointer in all of that time. 1 3-pointer. He had the. He still today. He has the. As of today, he still has the. He's the number one scoring champion.
Like at the end of the day, people gonna say whoever the GOAT is who people like the most. And I don't get into the GOAT argument because there is no GOAT. It's the best player from a particular era. Right. That's how. That's the most I'll do. I'll give you a player of a decade, but other than that, it ain't no GOAT. Yeah. But this, I'm playing devil's advocate because a lot of these small-minded niggas who don't know basketball want to argue all goddamn day.
Why would you advocate for the devil?
Because a lot of these motherfuckers is the devil. Because sometimes I act like the devil. I can be the devil sometimes. I'm definitely the devil when I be trolling these niggas. That should be funny as fuck. I'll say something on Instagram, yeah. And they'll be like, but LeBron had 38 points, 17 assists, 15 rebounds. Like, goddamn, nigga. And then when I see a nigga react that emotionally, then I'll start having fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's me being the devil.
Yeah.
But so with that being said, you don't get to change your criteria. I would always say all of me niggas saying Jordan was the greatest. I never agree with that.
They still say it in the chat. MJ is the GOAT.
Yeah, I would never agree with that. You know what I mean? And I would say, well, if Kareem got the most points, retired with the most rebounds, retired with the most blocks in NBA history, because Kareem didn't just, if they counted, like the first like six seasons Kareem's played, they didn't even count blocks.
Right.
And he still retired with the most blocks, you know, of all time. Well, it would have been Will or Bill, but. You know, he retired with the most blocks of all times, you know, and all that stuff. None of that mattered. Mm. People were still saying, hey, it's Michael Jordan.
Right.
So if a Bron Sexual come to me saying, he's the all-time greatest scorer ever, I'm going to be like, well, that if that wasn't good for Kareem, it ain't good for him either.
Yeah.
So to all those people that say Kareem is a GOAT, do this eliminate him as a GOAT now?
No, because of Kareem.
Because whenever you talk Kareem, you talk the chips. Kareem, but the main thing you talk about is this scoring record.
Kareem still had, no, because Kareem also had six championships. You also talk about the three college championships Kareem run. It would have been four, but they didn't let freshmen play basketball.
Yeah.
UCLA was undefeated for like four, three seasons. He was a freshman. He beat the national champion UCLA team. He would have had four. So the fact, Kareem won on every level.
Mm.
So his GOAT status was because, that's why whenever you notice, again, that's why I don't do numbers. I always recommend a book for people by Daryl Huff. It's called How to Lie with Statistics. A statistic can say whatever you want it to say.
Thanks.
You just got to know how to parse it. And if people who have no knowledge of statistics or they're not applying their knowledge of statistics, you can fool them based on the numbers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to it with Kareem, they would never put his numbers next to Michael Jordan's numbers because you cannot honestly say Jordan's the GOAT. If you put Kareem's numbers next to his.
Right.
So they would just X Kareem out the conversation.
Right.
So, but when Kareem is in the conversation, you talk about six championships, you talk about blocks, rebounds, you know what I mean? You talk about somebody who defined the NBA, had the most indefensible shot of all time, but he's not the GOAT because he didn't have no personality with the media. He didn't sell tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If niggas notice, the GOAT is whoever the fuck is selling the most Nikes.
Right.
That's the GOAT.
Business.
And you niggas buy into it.
See, my thing, though, is that because if we're looking at this points thing, LeBron is not just finna break the record. LeBron is finna shatter that shit. Like, if you think about how many more years you think LeBron got left, he going to play at least, what, another four years?
Three.
How many more points is that? And he finna break the record tonight. You know what I mean? He's finna completely shatter that fucking record.
Well, I got a feeling because Lakers are, what, 13th seed right now?
Yeah, they low.
He going to break the record. And if by like a week after the All-Star weekend, if it looks like about 2 or 3 weeks after the All-Star game, if it looks like the Lakers ain't going to make the playoffs, that nigga going to be out the rest of the season like he did last time.
Or he might try to run up the points.
All right, my knee hurt. I got the record. My knee hurt. I keep losing. I'm going to try to get traded next year and have a whole bunch of other niggas lift me up so I can get my stats.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I mean, it was a good weekend for y'all this weekend. Everybody had a good weekend?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I was in Vegas. I did the Pro Bowl shit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did that shit. You feel what I'm saying? It was dope, man. I ended up going to Planet 13. Y'all been there before?
No.
It's like a big-ass weed mall, bro. Like, when you walk in, it's a big-ass planet outside, and it's lines and all that shit.
Like, where Planet Hollywood used to be or something?
Nah, it's near there. You know what I mean? It's near there.
But I was just in Vegas. I didn't even look.
Yeah, it's called Planet 13. I walked in there, bro, and when you walk in there, it's like... It's a fucking mall, bro. Like, to the left, it's a fucking, you can eat and shit like that, like a food little court. Next to that, it's a club. You know what I mean? Next to that, it's like a chocolate where they make all the chocolate and shit, all that. And the other side, bro, they got like the dispensary is the whole length of the mall, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They got everything. I'm talking weed, chicken wings, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like that. And then the cold part was I'm looking at one of the weed and said, if you buy this weed, you win free tickets to a Snoop concert. And it was the date that I was in there. Mm. You know, I'm like, wait, Snoop here? They're like, yeah, he's out back setting up right now. I'm like, are y'all serious? Snoop did a concert while I was in the fucking store.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, that shit was fucking crazy, bro.
That's a big budget they got to get Snoop to do it. I'm talking, what kind of money they working with?
Yeah, I know.
They had to be at least $100,000 to get him to come on out.
Man, look it up, man, and that shit is crazy. I'm telling you, it was like a weed mall. You know what I mean? Where? All kind of weed.
Where's it at, Vegas?
In Vegas. Mm. In Vegas. I don't know how long it's been there either, but it was a line to get in. I mean, when I tell you, you show your ID and you walking around like a fucking mall of weed. You know what I mean? Like, all that shit. It was crazy. I never seen no shit like that before.
Because I usually when I go to Vegas, I bring my L.A. weed. It's this weed shop, and they got the perfect address. It's called 420s. It's like right there off Sahara.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and they charge you all that goddamn money, all them taxes. And you drink that shit. It's ass, not gas. It's trash. and you do all that. And some of it will smell good, but not because they could put them little injections in it.
Right. Yeah.
But it don't get you high.
Right.
So did you the weed expert. Man, did you at least get some shit that made you feel good?
I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. When I went in there, they had everything. They had the Runts. They had the Gary Payton. It's like they had the High Times winner, whoever won that weed. They had the contest winner.
Oh,
they had
the High Times winner.
They had all that shit. When I tell you, it was like, it was like a weed super center. Everybody's sending their shit here. You know what I mean? You can get whatever the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? From $30 an eighth to like $85, $90 an eighth. You feel what I'm saying?
You just restored my faith in Vegas.
Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? And that shit was cool. I was like, all right, that shit was pretty fire. But I mean, I didn't get too much because, I stay with it. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't go bring sand to the beach. You know what I mean? But
sometimes when you're in a new town, you just want to like try something different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And sometimes you get into a certain city, the little plug got the shit that be some gas. So you may get surprised because they got the Oakland club plug or something like that. But
hell yeah.
Vegas generally got trash ass weed.
No, facts.
It
be dry.
That shit be like Vegas. Like, I know all you niggas move. Y'all only left LA because y'all couldn't afford LA. Y'all didn't want to go. Like, y'all weed ain't that good. But with this place right here,
Planet 13. Look it up. Planet 13. You know what I mean?
This nigga said, show got a Mexican LA hat.
Then they got the
He didn't say who.
He ain't talking about snaps.
He didn't say who.
Show fire shots.
He didn't say who, man.
I'm telling y'all, show got a loaded clip right now. You know what I mean? Y'all call in show. It's ready for y'all today.
Y'all want phone calls or want Discord?
We all straight for now. Duane, man, what happened at the Grammys, man?
Man, the Grammys, two things happened that was crazy. One, Beyonce accredited the gay people for inventing house music when house music was invented by black people, gay or straight. Right. Mm. And when you die, it ain't going to say you was gay or queer. It's going to say you was a nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Social Security, you don't get a Social Security check for being a queer. Social Security check for being a nigga. Mm. So when it comes down to it, it's just the mainstream folks trying to find ways. Every time black people do something great, they try to find some way to credit something else. Okay. You know good and hell well you can't credit another race, so let's just make up a classification and credit them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I take that as offense because a lot of the DJs, there were some queer DJs, but they were still black. Right. And the reason why those queer black DJs had to DJ at a queer black club is because the white queer motherfuckers didn't want to see them.
Mm.
Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? So if it was about queer thing, they would have been with the white folks. White folks didn't want them because they was black, nigga. Mm. So they had to deal with black struggles. So this is black music, some shit we created out of our oppression and black, queer, and straight out of Chicago, Detroit, and then when you get to the early 80s, L.A., because people forget L.A.'s techno scene. L.A. hip-hop was all techno before Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, really. Dr. Dre, Straight Outta Compton is what turned West Coast into that more funk style. Before Straight Outta Compton, L.A. hip-hop was all techno. You know what I mean? Then New York had its scene and Jersey had its scene.
Right.
So, and that was for all black people to enjoy. And techno and house music is a child of disco. It was disco music, but since black people, they didn't teach black people instruments, those same musicians who would have learned the instruments in school 10 years ago, they learned how to do that same music on a computer. That's what techno house is. It's fucking disco. Right. So for Beyonce to make that schism and draw more division in the black community is wrong. And, you know, salute to her for winning her record, her Grammys. But you can't put us on the line because you got a little bullshit-ass agenda you want to push.
Yeah, that's what she said. I was backstage trying to calm down Cardi B with that Quavo shit. So I missed it. Yeah. Listen.
He said, girl, let me hold your purse. Let me hold your eye. Let me get your earrings, girl.
You got that right. You
cannot have the outfit on talking like that.
That shit was crazy.
Blaze, you ever caught a fade with the homie? You ever caught a fade with the homie? Ain't that what they said? Offset and Quavo was getting it in, right?
Yeah, they was all right. Yeah, I couldn't really hear too much. Like I said, I was trying to keep Cardi B cool and shit. You know what I'm saying? She was sweating and all that, and I'm like, look here, baby. You know, I need you all greasy and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to discuss business later on, and I don't need you greasy while we doing that.
But, hell yeah.
Yeah. You know, I missed a little bit of the show because of that, but she made it up to me, man, but. Yeah,
I heard.
Hey, was it? Hey, DeJuan, wasn't they on your Twitter or some shit like that going crazy today or some shit because of that?
Man, look,
Beyonce shit.
Then Beyonce's
the Beehive came for it.
Oh yeah, I got last time I checked, I had 1.9 million people that done looked at it, and then like another like damn 400,000 impressions and shit because they niggas is mad. They're saying, well, black and queer, it's because you're trying to look. Black people ain't never tripped on queer folks. Hell, if we didn't like queer people, we wouldn't be no church. And niggas love church.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All the gay people, all the gay choir directors and gay preachers and shit like James Cleveland, niggas knew. We wasn't tripping on motherfuckers being gay. That's just some shit the media say. Right. Of course, we going to crack some little jokes because if we see a grown-ass man doing this, that's funny. We going to laugh.
That's it.
Mm. You know what I mean? But no difference than you niggas crack on me being fat.
Right.
We going to crack a joke, then we going to go back to loving on each other. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So that schism doesn't exist, and so it's been a lot of people. But most of it's trolls. If you look at the profiles that were created in 2022, 2021, and they're trying to say, you know, I was wrong because there were queer people. Yes, just because gay people like dancing to that music. Look, disco / house is the tempo of gay folks. They like that free, willy-nilly shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's just what they do. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that, but just because you party to it don't mean you created it.
Right.
The music genre was created by straight and gay DJs and musicians. And it's something that was given to the black family by the black family. And then now the UK and the rest of the world enjoys it. Salute to y'all. We ain't saying y'all shouldn't enjoy it. But respect the niggas who created it. And fuck your little bullshit-ass schism. All 2 million of you niggas that had a problem with it. Fuck y'all.
Say it again.
All 2 million of you niggas that issue with what I said, fuck you. I don't care what people say, nigga. I know I'm right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Have a little compassion for the disco guy that gave show that hat he wearing. That's the least we could be around.
Hey, so
you know what I'm saying?
That's what he told you his name was? The disco guy? You have a nickname for the nigga. The disco guy. Why do you call him?
I just
does he ring your bell?
He gave you a hat with a rose on it. I just assumed.
He got the hat on Mike Tyson punch out. Remember the nigga with the rose in his mouth?
Don Flamingo.
You ain't shit.
Right.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Nigga, stupid, man. Nigga said Mike Tyson punch out.
That wasn't the only black on black hate though.
Oh yeah, it was Chris Brown. Chris Brown was hating on Robert Glasper, and Chris Brown basically said, "Who the fuck is Robert Glasper?" And to those of us who are really into music, we all know who Robert Glasper is. Right. 5-time Grammy Award winner in both jazz category. He won his first R&B Grammy 10 years ago for Black Radio 1, which to me was one of the top 5 best R&B albums of last decade.
Right.
You know what I mean? An accomplished musician. He does music the right way.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
And yeah, so what do you, To Pimp a Butterfly, you know what I mean? That's why To Pimp a Butterfly was so musical. Bilal's firstborn, second, he was a guy that the music director played the keyboard. Thanks. But Chris Brown apologized, and put that back up, Sarah. Chris Brown apologized, and Chris Brown made a great point. He's like, basically, why am I in the same category with Robert Glasper, which is true.
Facts.
Because Robert Glasper does R&B the way R&B should be done, the way it was traditionally, the way it was created to be done. What Chris Brown does is something a little different. He has electronic machines. He has the auto-tune. He's going for the more pop sound. R&B, traditional R&B is what Robert Glasper does. And then you see PJ Martin, traditional R&B.
Right.
Why are all these people in the same category?
Maybe PJ, that's about
it. Yeah, PJ and Robert Glasper belong in the same category. Right. But Mary J. Blige should be somewhere in adult contemporary. Lucky Day should be in a more modernized version of R&B.
Right.
And what I call, what Chris Brown does is on my Black Family Music Tree that you can get on incenseandashtrays.com.
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 I specifically have on that tree Poppin' B. Right. But that's considering the Chris Brown sound because he's going for that pop. It's not, it doesn't have the rhythm. Robert, what's called rhythm and blues is because it's polyrhythmic rhythm that's making the music.
Right.
It's the rhythm of jazz. It's the rhythm of Basie, the rhythm of Duke Ellington combined with the blues. That's why it's called rhythm and blues.
Right.
What Chris Brown does is more pop. It's more hip hop and blues. Hip hop created the four bar loop, the sampling, that more sound. He does more hip hop and B, pop and B. And Chris Brown is a god within himself. Right. But that guy should never be fighting with the god of Robert Glasper. Right. That would be like putting Cyclops in the same category as Wolverine.
I would think Chris Brown and Beyonce were more relevant than them two.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm
Chris
saying?
Chris Brown and Beyonce are more in the same category.
That's what I'm saying. And then Mary J. Blige, I don't even know if
she would, I would put her like in a more R&B.
Right.
But see, thing is, when you white, they gonna have a 10,000 categories, so enough white folks win. When you black, you get like 3-4 categories. Mm. So you got the artists in their 60s fighting with motherfucking artists in their 20s. And that should never happen.
Right. Mm. Real tough.
Chris Brown he's performative. You know what I mean? I don't like Chris Brown's style of music.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's millions of people who do. That don't mean that nigga don't deserve a Grammy. It should just be in the category for what he do.
Exactly.
And that shouldn't be. I prefer what Robert Glasper does.
Right.
And what Robert Glasper does is traditional R&B. Before the record labels tainted our sound, it sounds like Robert Glasper. So them niggas, this shouldn't even be a conversation because both them niggas should have won.
Right. So are we gonna get the Robert Glasper? Hey, if y'all don't know who Robert Glasper is, check him out. He's a jazz musician. He's trying to bring R&B, hip-hop, and jazz all into one gumbo pot, and he's doing an incredible job, man. And on top of that, his jazz shit by itself is incredible.
Yeah.
So are we going to get the Robert Glasper and Chris Brown?
That's a dope question, Snaps, because, like, for those of you who know, Robert Glasper doesn't sing. Like, his Black Radio is a Black Radio 1, 2, and 3 are compilation albums with the hottest R&B singers.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's Robert Glasper with Jill Scott singing. Robert Glasper with Erykah Badu, Music Soul Child, Marsha Ambrose, Layla Hathaway.
Your boy Talib Kweli.
This nigga. Fuck you, Snaps. Talib Kweli go, man, put that jacket on a hot dog, you.
For some reason, I knew you was thinking about hot dog.
But like, but you were saying that
project.
Yeah, Robert Glasper to me over the last decade and a half is the best producer of R&B music,
right?
And also soulful hip hop, because I differentiate mainstream hip hop from soulful hip hop,
right?
But Pimp a Butterfly was more in the soulful hip hop category,
absolutely.
Which should never be compared with. It should never be in the same category as trap. Mm. This is different. You know what I mean? But we don't allow them. Others don't give us the diversity within our music, so we got to define it ourselves.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when we look at, if you look at what Robert, some of Music Soul Child to me, my favorite house song of 2022 was actually on Black Radio.
Mm.
Robert Glasper did a song with Music Soul Child called Everybody Love. It was a house song.
Right.
Robert Glasper knows how to bring out the greatness in other artists. So if he combined with Chris Brown,
that'd be crazy.
Because Chris Brown does have a voice.
Right.
The reason why I get mad at him using auto-tune is because he do got the ability. I look at that shit as, man, you melding this music in.
Mm.
You know your fans are going to buy it, so you ain't putting the effort in.
Right.
If he teamed with Robert Glasper and them two did some music together, like, I wasn't a big Brandy fan, but the song that Robert Glasper did with Brandy was dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like whatever he gets with an R&B act, he makes good music with them. So if Chris Brown, who has the vocal ability, got with Robert Glasper, I think that would be some of the dopest R&B we ever heard.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. I think that should be crazy, bro.
I agree.
Yeah.
Shout out to K-Dot.
Combine that real music with Chris Brown's ability to entertain and dance.
Right. That'd be crazy.
Because the reason why Michael Jackson was so great.
Think of the show you would have.
Michael Jackson was so great because his music was just 100% authentically real. It wasn't just Tinky Dink shit.
Right.
And it's your music tree, right? You were
talking. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a Black American music tree right there. Thank you.
Where can we get that, Duane?
On Incense and Ashtrays.
It's a Daisy. Daisy dating the local corn man.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid.
That's hilarious.
It burnt the fuck out of it.
What is it called? Elote?
You want to say something?
Daisy. Good. Daisy.
Fuck you, whoever.
Blaze put his hair in a bun before, tied his hair before he spoke into the microphone.
You can't even get that out.
He torpedoed that one.
You got to.
That nigga show tied.
You got your sleeves rolled up like Axel Foley.
What?
That's Beverly Hills Cop.
I was watching it. It was on earlier today. You was watching. Yeah, it's been on TV on HBO.
Exactly. He ain't got a TV.
No, all you have is TV.
You got that watch from Spencer's.
Spencer's. GTA. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
the real life.
Yeah, Spencer's nigga. Y'all niggas. All right.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Kendrick, man.
Why you ain't put no sound effects behind my shit, Sarah? You be up in everybody else. Shit, she mad at me. She's slick.
All that shit.
She trying to, all that shit. And I need some of that effect, too.
Hey, all the bark noises. And it was.
He can't be having
She got a new wig, new her, huh?
Wow. Oh, shit.
Let me get my sound effect, please. Everybody laughed.
Show saying give it to
her. Bullshit. Sarah ain't playing fair, nigga.
Sarah, give him the auto sprinkle, would you?
Oh, see, you over here got everybody trying to go your way, man. Blaze, that's how he felt. He was anxious to hear it. I knew he was on his genuine shit.
He said, 10-10, where you been?
Is that what that shit is called? The auto sprinkle?
Yeah, right. He got a nickname for shit he like. Got a nickname for shit he like.
What's the auto
sprinkle? It's hilarious.
Oh, that's petty. That wasn't called for, Sarah.
Was that a bark, Sarah?
Yeah.
That was a fucking bark.
Damn, Rex. No.
I think that means it's break time. We got to feed the pup, man.
You're funny. You're hilarious. Hey, you look like the judge in Nothing But Trouble.
Somebody said.
If you're in an ambulance, you have a chance. In a hearse, it's got to be worse.
I don't watch movies like that.
I love that movie.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. They did it on the nose.
That was a movie. When Denzel Underground came in, he started playing the organ.
Why? Why are speaking movies? I don't understand.
Oh, shit, man. Because you look like so many characters.
Oh, whatever, nigga.
How many movies you watch a week, though?
I don't even watch movies like that. See, I used to have I used to be the DVD man, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
So I used to watch movies.
You watch all the movies?
No, I used to watch them.
Nigga, you can't even spell DVD.
That shit sounds smart to somebody dumb.
Yeah. I got to give show credit. Because if you listen to the show, all the show's movie references are from movies between like 1991 and 2008. It's 10.
It's some classic.
If it's in that, then you got some after 2010.
Yeah.
But in there, show saw every movie.
Yeah.
Like, show saw more movies than he saw the 10th grade.
Shit, I was selling in the 10th grade. Shit. You sell porno.
Anything at that time. Nigga.
Only thing I ain't touch is drugs, weed. I ain't sell none of that. But DVDs and shit like that, nigga, give me the money.
That's so good, show.
Appreciate it. y'all gonna play it out. That shit kind of old.
Nope.
We already heard that shit.
It's
before.
New to me, nigga.
We heard it before.
She said, new to me.
New to me, nigga.
That's a disadvantage.
What was a disadvantage?
What was the first bootleg you had?
Menace to Society, my nigga. Menace to Society.
You had a Menace to Society bootleg?
Yeah, my mama had it, bro. It had the numbers at the bottom, my nigga. That was the first. I used to watch that movie every day, my nigga. But that shit could be bad for you, though. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I told y'all that story
before. When we was kids, between Boys in the Hood and Menace Society, that had you afraid to go outside your own house.
or it turned the motherfucker out.
Right? Yeah, either they turned into a gangster or the rest. Yep. Like, because Boys in the Hood was all filmed in my neighborhood. I remember I rode my bike to watch them film that scene when they shot up, when Ferris shot the whole street up. We was kids watching that shit. Yeah. Well, it was bedtime. We didn't see the scene, but we saw them getting ready for it. So after that shit came out, I live off Crenshaw.
Right.
I got a pass Angela's funeral home where the nigga pulled the gun out on Trey. Was like, I don't like your black ass, nigga. I got a pass this shit on the way home from school. Huh. That shit for a while had me scared of my own people.
Yeah.
It had me scared to go outside because even though I do say Boys in the Hood was the most accurate film of that time, it still was extras on it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it had to the point to where even though those things did happen, it didn't happen every day. Now, I did see, like, 10 people get shot between the age of, like, 3 and 13.
That shit was happening regularly.
You know, I saw 10 people get shot, but 10 people get shot, it was 5 to 13 in an 8-year period. Right. Still not every day.
Boys in the Hood changed the hood movie game.
It did.
You know what I mean? Because after that, I ain't watched Colors again ever since Boys in the Hood came. You know, none of that shit. You know what I mean? Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Baby Boy, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Other than that, my first bootleg was Friday, though. You know what I mean?
Friday was a fucking
Friday was my first bootleg. I had it on tape, too. Is Friday a hood movie?
Yeah. It's the rest of the world like it, but it started out as a hood movie.
It's crossover now, though, right?
Well, crossover is just nigga shit that they like. That's a hood movie.
The original one is a hood movie.
Yeah, the original one is a hood movie, bro.
I never got into bootlegs. I'm not only a nigga. I just couldn't stand
poor
quality. I had to spend that extra money or whatever I had to do.
Not everybody blessed with glasses like you, Sean.
I never did. I'm with you. I gotta have that high quality sound.
Yeah.
I gotta have all that.
So y'all never wanted to have no shit first.
You know what I mean? I ain't nothing like a motherfucker walking through the movie with the number, man.
Nah.
That's a classic, bro.
Real shit.
Like that's the nostalgia, my nigga. That's the beauty of it.
I can't do numbers.
That was the
baby's
beauty of bootleg.
Shit.
Oh, that was the beauty of sometimes you see the fight on the side of the screen and shit.
Hey, you see the fight on your bootleg?
Man, I seen the fight on the side of the screen, bro. That was entertaining. You see shit that motherfuckers is talking about. I was the nigga that was understanding what was going on in the movie, not in the movie, you know?
Right.
I want when I turn the movie on, when that line go, I want my sound system to go from left to right, nigga. Yeah. I don't fuck around with that shit.
We didn't have no sound system back then, though, I don't think. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm talking about like middle school, high school and shit. Coming out with them. You know what I mean?
Not then.
I'm talking about back then.
Well, we had the Magnavox TV and everything. I didn't like the little numbers at the bottom.
Did you used to burn tapes?
Like
cassette tapes.
Yeah. Man, like when I taught myself, I play the drums. So I record the shit on 92.3 the beat. And I would like record it to play that shit back for myself. But people like the music that I was recording, but I was just teaching myself how to play the drums.
Oh,
my dad's friends and like people like it, so I just would mix the tapes. I would just re-record.
Yeah.
And like my church, I played the drums at church. My church had the little tape machine. They sell like the little messages at the church. They record all that stuff. So sometimes at rehearsal, I would take my tape from the music I recorded on the radio and put it on the little tape machine at church.
Mm.
And then I record like 8-9 copies of it. But then, like, after a while, it was like the people at church caught me. And I was like, I can't do that shit anymore.
Mm.
I was almost you with DJ Show.
Yeah.
I was almost you when I was 15.
Damn.
It didn't happen that way.
That was my first studio, bro. I would take the cassette.
The cassette recorder.
I'd take like a, you know, they used to sell instrumentals. Like, they had one song on the front side and the back would be like the instrumental.
Right.
So I always get an instrumental nobody knew because I didn't like the real popular instrumentals to do a song that's already out there. So I get one nobody knew, play the instrumental, get another radio, you know what I mean? record, you know what I mean? You know, you put the little tissue in the little thing
right there.
You know what I mean? You put the tissue in the holes, you hit record. Now you record yourself rapping over the beat. Now you got a whole nother. That's how I used to do my studio, bro.
People don't know how hard it was to come across music.
Right.
Because if you like the song, you had to buy that whole tape.
Yeah.
Right.
You like song number 7.
Right.
Right.
You don't like the whole tape, the whole album. So if you record and get a mixtape in,
right.
And where you record this song and that song, nigga, people would buy that.
Yeah.
That's you recorded off the radio with your boombox.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. That's how I did it. How did you get into the bootleg game, bro?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you said
man, the DVD. Oh, yeah, my cousin, bro, seventh grade, bro. I had a cousin. He stayed with me. This nigga was like the Nino Brown of selling CDs. Wow. True story, bro. Like, this nigga used to have me $75 a week, nigga. Who had, like, the Nelly DVD right here? Nigga, who had the Youngblood CD right here. He'll have them stacked according to what was selling hotter. So,
oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so it was a Lil Jon CD. It'll be stacked all the way here, you know? Yeah. So, nigga, I was like, man, fuck this homework shit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't making me no money. I make $75 a week. You know what I'm saying? I'm always like, you got homework? No, I got DVDs to burn, mama. Look, so, yeah. So, man, he used to pay me like, so when I just saw the hustle, you know what I mean? That's when I started, like, okay, bet. And then eventually I had saved up enough. Well, he moved out. Eventually, I had made enough to buy my own DVD and CD burner, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so I used to just be like, man, fuck it. I'm about to make paper off of this shit at school, you know? Like, I had bad grades, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Oh, we figured that.
Yeah. So, moms wasn't spoiling the nigga. You feel what I'm saying? She, you know, that made mom and dad.
No, Blaze, you knew them.
But you know what I'm saying?
The minute he asked me how to spell DVD, I said,
when that nigga just said.
Sit down with my brother, man, after the show.
Like,
show
be like, mama. Is DJ Shaw spelled with three
When you just said, fuck this homework, I'm making $75 a week, that told me you
like, nigga, that's over your grade. Shit, nigga. I wasn't making his shit.
But when you in the 10th grade, that's a lot of money. In 10th grade? But,
yeah, that's
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
No, that was in 7th grade.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 7th
grade?
Oh,
yeah. 7th grade. Yeah, so that was in 7th grade. And when
you
I
had
got
a starter
to, like,
jacket, all that shit.
Man, all that shit. This is like 2001.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
2001. And then, but when I got to high school, nigga, I was balling. Nigga had like 100, 150 a day, nigga.
How did you go back? Backwards.
Oh,
you don't look like $75 a month right now.
I'll give you
$100 every 2 weeks right now. I don't think you're making more than that.
What?
How'd you go backwards, man?
What are you talking? You got a Team Jordan jacket on, my nigga. Team Jordan. Like, yo, Jordan ain't even wearing Jordan in a jacket, my nigga. That nigga wearing dunks, nigga.
Well, talk to us about the t-shirt you wearing then, my brother.
It's casual, my nigga. At least team, my shit didn't try to imitate some shit
it
wasn't.
What team is that?
You know what I mean? What collection is that, my nigga? That's a Miller Outpost Jordan.
Old movies, department stores.
You got an old wardrobe,
this,
my nigga.
This is what you call arrested development.
Man, what?
When did it happen?
Why do you have a goddamn dream? Why do you have a dream catcher around your wrist, my nigga? What is that?
That nigga said a dream catcher.
We don't movie. Get that goddamn what's that? Sex object off your wrist, man.
Oh my god!
And you got a scrunch. You have the nerve to have a scrunchie right there too. Why do you have a grown man with a scrunchie around your wrist?
A grown man.
With skull rings.
With skull rings.
But anyways, man, but not at like 10th grade and shit, bro.
Stupid.
I had a some shit called I had my DVD, my DVD and CD shit called
you
Sam Hoodies.
You
spelled
it right that time. There you go.
It was called Sam Hoodies.
Oh, you had a name for your shit.
Oh, come on.
Sam like, he had a business. Like, this nigga had a real business.
Yeah, nigga selling t-shirts.
Like Sam Goody.
Sam Hoodies. Hey, you feel me?
Hey, Snap, can I point something out real quick?
Yeah.
And I said this about show off air. And I know I be talking my shit, cracking jokes about show. But I say this all the time when my working with kids. You have bad grades, right?
Uh-huh.
But look what you did. You found ways to make money, and you even had a marketing scheme, Sam Hoodies.
Appreciate
That's
it.
All any business wants. All any business needs is a product to sell and something to hook you in to buy it.
Right.
That's all any, and these companies, these Citibank and all these multi-trillion dollar companies spend millions and millions and millions of dollars a year to research and develop what does the market want and how to market it. Right. This young man, when as a kid, didn't have no grades. Still dumb in the motherfucker. I'm not giving you all the credit. Right. This nigga's still stupid.
They figured it out.
And they had a theme song.
They had a theme song to one. Yeah, and the Sam Hoodies song, a junkyard song. But that's why you don't go into whole, I got a college degree, I right. don't got a college degree.
Yep. Right.
As a nigga with a college degree, I don't mean shit.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Or a person that got this job, I work at this particular company. You got all that, we work at a company with a degree, but look at your debt.
Right.
Yep. We got all these little, what this little genius ass nigga was given the right kind of environment. Right. And the right kind of education, not that right. bullshit nigga was.
Man.
Real shit.
Where would you be with that mind?
Exactly.
To all you young niggas listening, if you didn't do good in school, don't let that shit hold you back, nigga. If you got the mindset to find out a product to sell and come up with a catchy hook, what's it called? Sam Hoodies?
Sam Hoodies.
To yep. sell it, and you making more money than you spending out, you winning.
Yep.
Fuck the rest of the world what they say.
So basically, when you dumb, just find something else.
Where is that?
I mean, but what is... Nah, but what is dumb, though? Like, you got to understand, no, like, everything
you're
that's in your...
You're not book smart, but you got common sense. Like, yeah, that's yeah. Yeah. That's better than that's better than textbook smart to me.
Except for wearing roses on your hat. Other than that, you make good decisions.
And why isn't that textbook smart? Like, why isn't that? Where is the class on that shit?
That's life.
You know what,
you get what I'm saying?
Life is your textbook.
No, but I'm saying, why isn't that in the classroom?
Because
they want you... The teacher's got a job. You feel what I'm saying? Right, so it's rotation. Right. It's to train other people to have a job.
Right.
It's not. It's not trained for you to get over in life to build something that's greater than them.
School.
You know what I mean?
Real
talk.
If they have something greater than them, why would they be teachers?
Yeah. Yeah.
No disrespect to the teachers, but you know what I'm saying? It's like they teach the bare minimum and requirements. You know, and it's like, come on, man, it's more to life. Like, I feel like a lot of teachers and school systems is cheating us because for the simple fact is, like, bro, do you know after you teach us this bullshit, you know you don't go home and go to your manager and be like, hey, yo, you know what? I ain't got the rent today, but I know who Christopher Columbus is. Let me slide this.
It's 1792, nigga.
Hey,
like, hey.
Oh,
I got 92 on my
paper. Real talk. Hey, so, I know brothers that have made Mensa. Mensa's right. like the people who were the highest IQ and shit.
Because he didn't know that.
But
come on, Sarah.
So yeah, you right though, Sarah.
I thought you said Vince Mensa, nigga.
You know I said Carlos Mensa.
I know everybody. Hey, Sarah, good looking.
That nigga all said NASA.
Look, I was about to go together. I was about to see what you was gonna say next. I'm like, I'm gonna put you together eventually.
But I know niggas with like 170 IQs.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to turn $2 into $4.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, what good is your IQ? What good is your book smart? What good is that bitch ass degree if every dollar you get is dependent upon you following somebody else's program?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're lucky and you a good boy and you don't make no mistakes and you make the rest of your life, you might be good. But if you ever decide to use your brain one day, you might get fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I always seen niggas like you that could turn $1 into $2. is the kind of cat niggas need to be looking up to. What is it, Blaze?
Nigga said, this nigga said Daisy got refried beans in her pocket.
But you said,
yeah, so,
yeah, go back.
What I was trying to say was, it's a lot of people that's watching the caffeine app, Blaze the fool.
Blaze.
It's a lot of people watching the caffeine app that didn't get the best grade. Yeah. Or they was told by their mama, their daddy, they wasn't shit.
Yeah.
Or they ain't got no kind of confidence in themselves because the, cause like most people, they went through the school system and the school said you ain't shit.
Right.
But my thing is, if you can do what Show can do, you the smartest nigga in the room.
You know.
So how do you say? What do y'all? So both of y'all, what do you say to the even if? Cause I don't think that expires. You feel what I'm saying? I don't feel like that expires. I feel like in life, you know what I mean. You may go to college and do the same shit, but still not learn this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But
college don't teach you shit.
So what do you say to the motherfucker out there? You know what I'm saying? Who's like, I'm doing all of this shit, but I don't really feel like this is gonna help me in life.
My advice like to that
I
person:
I feel like I'm greater than the system.
If Blaze can stop laughing into the mic, please.
Imagine you reaching in your pocket and it's some beans and shit.
We trying to give game. This is talking about revive beans.
Because I'm saying I don't think everybody is meant for that system. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody's not meant for the work system. Everybody's not meant for the school system. Everybody's not meant for... Some people are meant to be greater. Some people are meant to be leaders. Some people are meant to be moving on their own shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's kids out here making millions of dollars for playing fucking video games. Fuck school.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So how you tell that little nigga, no, get back over here. You see what I'm saying?
I tell people, this is what I tell them, because you got two people that way. You got the cats that went to the street route, but they went to the street route because there was nothing in school that school offered them. You know what I mean? If you went to the street route, you already got the skills it takes. Just what Show talked about earlier. Show said I wasn't going to sell something that's going to put me in jail.
Right.
Right.
The other thing, the same cat selling shit that can put them in jail, That same skill set can make you sell something that won't put you in jail.
Yep.
Find something that won't put you in jail that you can sell. And usually most of them hood niggas, most of them niggas like that be smart as fuck. They got all kind of skills they got, but them skills are so easy for them, so good for them. It's too close to their nose. They don't even realize it's a skill that they can sell.
Right.
So they sell other shit. You know what I mean? So find something that you can sell that's not legal, that's legal. And then for the rest of them niggas that went to college, most of them college niggas will hear nigga like Show Talk and be like, he don't have a degree. What could he tell me?
I love that shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, but a lot of niggas that got a degree, especially with this coronavirus hit and all these jobs that got left, you niggas is in the unemployment line with all the niggas you was clowning.
Bro,
so I said to that, humble yourself if you got your PhD and listen to this nigga, because you too got a different skill set that you could possibly be telling, but you believe what these motherfuckers told you and you think all your value is in your degree like a fucking idiot. Degree ain't shit.
Right.
Yeah, because Show can tell you how to get bullshit-ass shirts.
Yeah. But that's the thing. If you're a doctor, you engineer. Like, I got two homeboys that's engineers. They had to go to school to work at Raytheon to be engineers. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
There's certain things you got to do. But let's just tell the truth. 90% of people going to college ain't going for them skills.
Right.
They going to say they got a fucking degree. I mean, I ain't gonna lie and say I want my degrees in comms. I got a straight up liberal arts degree,
right?
Mm-hmm. But I actually used mine. I knew I was gonna be talking shit my whole life, so I figured let me get a degree on how to get this shit right.
Right.
I knew I wasn't gonna be doing a math shit,
right?
But so I'm one of the few liberal arts majors, and I paid my own way through cash, so just in case it didn't work out, so I wouldn't pay no goddamn loans. But most of these motherfuckers took out loans that they're paying back the rest of their life over a degree that they never gonna use because they was raised by their parents and by the society to get a college degree. They filed the program. And some of them even got there, and they got there. I know a whole bunch of people, like chicks that got an MSW. Like, that's social worker. They got a social work degree. Right. They got a job paying $120,000 a year, $130,000 a year, but they fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. That's really not what they supposed to be doing, what they want to do. They doing the shit because their mama told them to. Mm-hmm. You a nigga that found your shit, not what somebody told you to do.
Right.
And I'm using Show as an example because we always clown Show. You know what I mean? And I say keep clowning Show. He deserves all of it. This nigga ain't shit. You know, he look like a young Frankie Beverly. So clown this nigga. But know when we, just I want people to know that when we clown this Show for being a dog or saying he's stupid, I'm going to say plenty more stupid jokes. He deserves them. But just understand that this is, you the common person, and it's a lot of niggas like you. And I want every nigga out there who ain't found they DVD to sell to find whatever your DVD is to sell it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And follow what this nigga got to say.
Thank and you. Show, what keeps you going, bro? Because, I mean, like, this is what good I'm saying. Question. If you got people, right, you got people, like, who say, okay, I'm not meant for this box. To the rest of the world, you look crazy.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? You saying, no, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing over here. I know I know what y'all say. I know what y'all doing. But for me, I'm not meant to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's something else in me that has me going this way. But to everybody else, you look crazy as fuck because you may not have this. You may be struggling here. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know, at the end of this road is going to pay off. You feel what I'm saying? Right. What keeps you going when everybody else say, man, what the fuck are you doing? You could be out here working this 9 to 5. You could be out here.
That's exactly what keep me away from that shit. What keep me doing what I'm doing is working a 9 to 5, bro. And I no disrespect to anybody else, bro, but I just know that you can't get time back. You can always get money. Fact. You know what I mean? So if I'm dedicated here at eight hours, like a lot of niggas I know, bro, that's older, bro, they retire. A few years later, they die, bro.
Man.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, why do I have to live my life when I'm almost at the finish line?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why can I live? Why do I have to go on vacation when 60 years? Why, like, I don't want to brag about that. Like, I was a security nigga. I was everything, nigga. A security guard, fucking custodian, bro. Looking at niggas with gray hair. Hey, don't leave this job. You know what I'm saying? When they leave a job, bro, it's like, nigga, what did you do? What did you accomplish, my nigga? But be another number.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So no disrespect to nobody else. That was just my situation, and seeing that if they got rid of me right now, no matter how good or bad that I've done, you know what I'm saying? They could can me at any time. And I just that my family. You know how many baby showers, how many weddings, how many family events that people are like, damn, I wanted to go and attend to see my family. Right. That's what my job was keeping me away from, is my family time, my peace.
Right.
And I feel like if I do what I love, it ain't never going to be work, bro. So why would I give that shit up to go work for another man's dream?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, every day I get up and design my life. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody can. You just got to learn how to design it. Yeah, I took a couple of hits along the way, bro, but that didn't stop me. Yeah. You know, me going to my daughter's events every day, me leaving when I want to, me just getting up and going and not have to answer to nobody, bro. I feel like for me, I just felt like the 9-to-5 to me was just another form of slavery. Yeah. Somebody telling me when to eat, when to be here,
right?
Or it's a consequence, or you get a lashing. I don't like that shit. So for me, it's just like the fear of going back to work, bro. And a fear of not, like, it's like the time that I invested in my own brand and shit like that. Why would I invest it in another motherfucker that's just going to look at me as like a number? Like, I could go ahead and do that and
grab somebody else's
empire. I'm building your empire and losing life, you know, in time when I could go ahead and invest that all in my shit.
Yeah.
And help other motherfuckers the right way and create jobs. You know what I mean? Tough. So that's my whole thing. Like, right now, I'm at a point where I do the top 10 music video countdown, and I'm trying to provide jobs, you know? Like, on my show, it costs $50 to get on, and I get niggas $20 just for referrals. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to keep giving you that 20 if somebody keep paying for that, because I'm like, man, it's $800 potential in a month. I don't need all the money. I just want to help somebody that may need the help, bro, because at the end of the day, it's like, some people out there might just be like me, nigga, I don't want to work for nobody else. How can I get it, man? I know they might know a lot of niggas. They might be a videographer out there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of people that know people that do videos. I'd be like, oh, yeah, show, what's up, man? I got a whole roster.
Yeah.
And I'm up here paying you $800 a month. Like, fuck that, man. Yeah. What Tupac say? One nigga teach two niggas teach four niggas teach more niggas.
Right. Daisy, let me ask you this. So because you're also one of those people that's always moving, always, you know what I mean, doing what you do. How do you respond as a woman to a man that tells you that? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He's chasing his dream. He's chasing his goals. Is that a way? In today's society, is it cool to support that man, or is it cool? Or, you know what I'm saying? Do you hold that man down, or do you kill him off or shun him because the next man may not see it that way?
I think that in any like time frame, if you believe in him and you can really just be there for him, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, can you support him if you don't see his dream?
Oh, shit.
He sees it clear as day, but you don't see his dream. Do you trust him enough?
Damn. to be honest, that's really tough, but I think that I wouldn't kill his dream. I would let him go and figure that out. I don't want to be the reason why he's, like, stopping and the reason why he's not going to continue. Because what if I am the doubt? What if I'm the break point? What if I'm the one that stopped him from really going? What if it's me portraying my insecurities on him? So I would want him to go and flourish that and maybe get my shit together. Like,
but what if you're the reason he makes it?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a support.
Good question asking nigga right here.
I think that it's, you have to try to... You have to try to make the best decision because what can you do again? You know, like, what was your talent again? Because, you know, I really have to really make the best decision. Is he a really great, because sometimes people think that they're talented. People think that they're at this level and they're not.
Damn. Honesty.
And I think that if we're at a point where we've been together for a while, I think I would be honest. But I'll be like, but don't give up. Like, work on your craft. Do this, do that. You know what I mean? Not just straight throw the bomb on him. You don't know.
And then when he hits, when he hits and that shit blows up, and you gonna hit him back up? Like,
hey, remember me?
That's funny. Sarah, you agree with that answer?
No, my whole thing is that if it's something that, first of all, if he's very passionate about something, and say, for instance, like music or something, if it's something that actually touches me as well, like, I think that it will cause me to be even more adamant, like, on, like, you know, be more with him, like, on his team to, let's do this shit. Like, so I'll be the biggest cheerleader. If I'm with him and we're together, I believe that, like, I'm there. I'm a helpmate to him, so... Yeah, I would totally help him with his dreams, even if he doesn't feel like he can help me with mine. But it doesn't even matter. If you're really truly invested in somebody, like,
So I get it.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it, and we're going to do it to the fullest extent. Whatever in my power, whatever, if he's 1,000% in, I match his, and I try to even give him even more.
So you believe in the man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what I mean by that is he believes in the dream, and you saying, even if I can't see the dream, I believe in you enough to rock with you.
Yeah, whether to know this that thing he's passionate about something like that.
That's fine.
Yeah, because it's like, even, you know, honestly, a lot of things, at first, it seemed, you'd be like, oh, I don't see where this can go. But because they're so passionate about it, and you join with them, y'all can together accomplish something that maybe even bigger than the both of y'all thought was going to even imaginable.
That's how me and my girl is right now. Like, you know, she the one that, like, put the shit, like, you know, the battery in my back, you know what I'm saying? That was like, yo, you could do this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I ain't had nobody else believing, she was, like, the first person to believe in me. So, mm-hmm. You know,
that's fine.
You know, so, like, she seen it. Like, when I done had nobody, no host on my radio station, when I had my own shit, you know, my podcast and shit, when nobody was there, she was there setting up, trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? Telling me, hey, don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. So, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? They said behind the strong man is a queen. You know, yeah. So.
They really don't say queen, but I understand what you're saying.
Nah, that's what I say.
So. No, but I'm just saying, it's just like, yo, just pushing them and building together. Right. And it's like, damn, it's like, and you don't do it. So when he do make it big, if he make it big, you gonna be together.
Right.
You do it because you genuinely love that person.
Right.
And you want the best. Like, you know what, baby? Fuck it. We can finna do this shit.
Yep. Y'all both reap the reward together.
Facts, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a true partnership in a relationship.
That's what happened with the dude.
That's
with...
easier said than done, because sometimes when you have kids, it's difficult.
Get right. The mic, Daisy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I feel like that's easier said than done, although I'm with you guys. It's like when you feel like a different pressure when you have children.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, I feel like I won't have that energy completely when it's like the baby needs food or... we're struggling, like, we're under a bridge right now. Like, we're, you know, like can you do other things as you're doing that? Like, not completely giving up, but, you know?
Yeah, you know what it is? Like for me, what I figured out was music. You know what I mean? I got a daughter. She just turned 11. But I figured out how to do the hustle and make the dream at the same time, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Right, parallel, you know what I'm saying? So,
and if
you could do that, then.
That's what I was talking about on my show earlier. Like, you got to find a way to hustle, make your hustle be something that you love.
Yeah.
When you hustle something that you love, you're going to find time to both. Because you're going to do what you love anyway.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you have a job and that job is in the way, you end up missing out on what you love.
On your opportunity.
And then, we ain't doing what you love. You got a bad relationship with your kids now.
Yeah.
That's why some people have bad relationships with their children. They ain't got enough time for themselves.
Yep.
It's somewhere they don't want to be all day. You know what I mean? Then they gotta go hustle.
Yeah.
And then when they get less and less time for their own personal enjoyment,
yep,
and take it out on their kids. See all the goddamn time. But like what you were saying earlier with your question, usually if you can't see the other person's vision, usually people who are compatible can see. If you just can't see it, probably a sign that you two aren't compatible. You may love them, you may really like them, and that vision for them really may blow up.
Right.
But you may not necessarily be the compatible person with them when it comes to that.
And you said compatible, not the same, because there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could date somebody. I like sports. You could fucking hate sports. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I'm the negative and I'm the plus sign. We got to work together. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the socket and the plug.
That stuff is, like sports, the interest you do, that's more superficial. How you function and what's going to make this relationship operate and what's going to make it work.
Right.
That's the nitty gritty.
Right.
You with somebody, and they got to say they got a vision, I'm going to quit my job.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes the person you with, they not the temperament to handle somebody that's going to get it on their own. They need that guarantee, and you may blow up.
Right.
But they don't have a heart to take what it takes to get there. Then you got other people who is like, you know what? They got the heart to take the ups and downs. They know that sometimes it's going to be, you know, it's going to be feast and famine.
Right.
And you got some people who are down for that. And what happens is everybody ain't for everybody. And it don't mean they good or bad. Just if it's one of them situations where sometimes if the person's for you, they may not see it, but they got so much trust and love in you, they're going to be like, all right, I'm going to trust you. I don't see that, but I see you.
Mm.
But if you ain't got either one, this probably just not the right person for you. It might be time to break up. Like, sometimes niggas need to break up.
Well, on that note, sometimes niggas need to break up. Just like this show, man. We got to shut it down right now. We got to bring this one to an end. You know what I mean? DJ Show, let them know where they can find you.
Yo, look, check this out. Y'all can find me on Instagram, The Real DJ Show. On Twitter, The Real DJ Show. Y'all can find me on Plan A Radio on YouTube. Make sure y'all subscribe if your mama ain't a bitch. Oh, yeah, I let niggas know. Yeah, I let niggas know your mom's a bitch if you ain't subscribed. Also, fuck that, start the shit and get in my YouTube and talk your shit, nigga. Shout out to Ab, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Ben. Shout out to all y'all niggas, man. Millie, all of them. You know what I'm saying? We do music reviews every day on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? On Friday, make sure y'all get y'all shit reviewed. I changed up my music reviews too. So now I got free skits, but now, like, say if you in a free line, she want to skip you, dog. If she pay 15, your shit get cut off. We going on to the pay, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So, or if a nigga want to cut your shit off, he don't like it, nigga, you can get your shit cut off, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, we be doing all kinds of, So, hey, we having fun. We talking shit, man. We love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on all the platforms, man. If y'all got music videos, 106 and Crenshaw every Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Check out the one about Taco Mel and Grindface we had did earlier.
Yeah,
you know?
That shit.
Yeah, that shit fly. I love y'all, man. All right. Shout.
Shout. Daisy.
Follow me on Instagram and everywhere else. And yeah.
Dewan B.
Follow me here on Caffeine at Dewan B. Hey, I got my live show coming up February 25th. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. The link is on my Twitter and also in my Instagram profile. Get your tickets pre-sale because it's just already over half sold out. And it ain't going to be no live ticket. No tickets sold at the door. It's me live, a new concept type show. Doing what I do live off the top of my head, completely improv. I'm going to be hosting it, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. I won't know what I'm going to talk about until I step foot on that stage. And but Slink going to be on that motherfucker, Kamira White, Larry Goodwill. Yes. And we might have some drop-ins too. But it's going to be live and interactive. Larry going to be on the mic, and he going to be in the audience. So you chat room niggas that like talking shit, y'all come down to the show, y'all going to get a mic. Now, don't let it get too out of hand because I get raw if I need to. And so, but we going to have fun. We going to keep the vibes positive and all that shit. And, yeah, all that good stuff. And salute to Snaps, salute to Craig, who ain't here. But, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That nigga getting his nose cleaned out by a power piston.
All of us going right.
Power wash.
Sarah with no H.
Huh?
Tell them where they can find you.
Here. Hey, this is Rami here, nigga.
You can find it here. You already know where to find me. Snaptastic _ pen. That's Big Pen Roethlisberger on IG. You already know. You think you write at a time while I write more, but since this is my guy's show, my brother's show, you feel what I'm saying? You know what you can do.
Oh, hold on just a second, Snap. Actually, also stay tuned because when we end the show, we're debuting the Dina Collective, Dina Baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Video. Dina Baby.
As well as all y'all niggas keep on asking how I look. You can actually, if you watch this past week's Roast Domino, the second game is actually me versus Damien or at DJ Please Zoom.
And she put on a show. Check it out. You ain't going. If you watch the Roast Domino League, you will not be. You will definitely be entertained watching Sarah's game, man. For real, for real. Especially you never seen her before. You get to see the emotion, the attitude, all of that, and she got a W. So check that out. Roast Domino League. You know what I mean? It's on Sunday nights. You know what I mean? Stay tuned for that Dina Collective video. And you know what I mean? If you want something, you can't get it. You know who to get it from. Get it from
God.
Dina, stand up. Shout out to Daz and Corrupt. We next up.
Yo, collective shit.
Label.
Let's get it. I got a question.
Yo, man. If the question is who bad is me, the answer is a casualty. I'm actually a tragedy, an everlasting battery, a microphone, a ganja leaf is all I need for third degree. I hope you act accordingly. I'm trying to live affordably and morally, but more of me, I feel the old be more of me. Since God been opening doors for me, the devil moved next door to me. But I just be ignoring him. I know he trying to torture me. I know he see that store to me, a golden road like Dorothy. They trying to take the sword from me. My odyssey is odd to see. You ought to see the art in me. It ought to be apostrophes, acknowledgements, apologies. I'm tired of all these mockeries.
is this fire shit is pocketing me. Stop looking at us awkwardly. They cop it from us constantly. See, life is like Monopoly. You roll the dice for property, and I'ma do it properly. My balls is like a prophecy. I'm cleaner than the doctors be, and soon there'll be no stopping me. And you won't get a sock from me. Welcome to my dorm. This is word porn. Kill with this pen like Jason Bourne. I'm hotter than Cajun corn. I got an amazing form, so they ain't got nothing for them. Skirt off in something foreign. Shirt off, I'm worth a fortune.
We from Dana, baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
We from Dana,
baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
We from Dana,
baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
We
from Dana, baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
Yo, counting dinero in an Alfa Romero. Blue notes like Harold, made in Dina apparel. You see with that big talk, you'll see hawks like Pete Carroll. The streets narrow, ayo, I'm seen as a pharaoh. I was raised around hemoglobin and reefer smoking. These niggas a bust on you, you need a token? Start provoking, of course we smoking. The road spokesman, flow sicker than Chad Bozeman. Rest well, these niggas walking and talking like next tails. Ayo, I seen a lot of crack sales, and I seen a lot of Mac shells. That's why I rap well. Ayo, bars are back, L. Spit fire like a big dragon. Wildin' out like Nick Cannon. It's feast of famine. This MC fly like Biff Tannen. I'm standing with Fred Hampton. The Rose City stamped him. You're dealing with the rough breed. And you ain't really winning, love. Just cause you succeed. Unless it's me. Dina's PAC. Ancestors Tuskegee. I'm the HNIC.
We from Dina. We from Dina,
baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
We from Dina,
baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
We from Dina,
baby. The night I killed 10,000 MCs.
For many people, the city of Pasadena evokes memories of games at the Rose Bowl or the calming atmosphere of the Huntington Library. But for residents of Northwest Pasadena, however, the city's streets are reminders of what was.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
Can you turn back time? I'm sending my baby to college.
We don't do time travel, but we can make sure you find affordable, stylish options they'll love.
Aww.
Also visit our website to see how verified college students with an IKEA family account can receive a one-time use 15% off coupon.
Double
Offer ends September 30th, 2025. Valid ID required. Discount apply proportionally across items purchased as shown on receipt. See IKEA-USA.com/readyforcollege for complete terms.
Yep. We hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.